Welcome to Santa Cruz Naturalist. I'm Emily Donham. This week, we're chatting with Kristen Saxa, a graduate student at Moss Landing Marine Laboratories, about some of her work on rockfish found here in the Monterey Bay.
Hi, my name is Kristen Saxa, and I am a graduate student at Moss Landing Marine Labs. My research is focused on how climate change affects rockfish babies, the larvae.
So to start with, what is it that actually makes rockfish so special?
So Sebastes is the genus name for rockfishes, and it means magnificent. So I'll tell you a few reasons why rockfish are a magnificent genus of fish. First of all, they occupy a very broad range of habitats and depths in our ocean, from the intertidal all the way down to 2,800 meters, which is really, really deep. Another fun fact about rockfish is that they can live to be over 200 years old, which means that there are rockfish that were born in 1821 that are still alive, which kind of just blows my mind. In addition to being able to survive great depths and old ages, they also have a fascinating method of reproduction.
I wouldn't think of fish reproduction as being terribly exciting. Can you tell us a little more?
Totally. So rockfish are viviparous, which means they give birth to live young. And a lot of other fish species are oviparous, which means that they release eggs, and the eggs are actually fertilized after they're released. So rockfish reproduce through internal fertilization. Some females can actually store sperm in their ovaries for 5 months before fertilizing their eggs. And once the eggs are actually fertilized, they start developing embryos inside the female. For rockfish, gestation takes about 1 month before they give birth. And during this time, the mother can actually transfer energy and nutrients to the embryos as they develop. The embryos then hatch inside the mother, leading up to a parturition, or birth of live larvae. And another fun fact about rockfish is that the females can actually release over 2 million larvae at one time. It's a lot of babies, and it looks pretty crazy when you actually get to see a parturition in a tank, because all of a sudden the tank is just swarming with hundreds of thousands of baby rockfish. It's really cool. So the environment that the mother develops her embryos in can also have a huge effect on the quality of her babies. It's very important to be a healthy larva because they need strength and energy to find food before depleting their fat stores. However, very few of them make it through the larval life phase to the juvenile phase. So you can see why having healthy larvae is essential in supporting rockfish populations. So for my thesis research, we studied two different species of rockfish, blue rockfish and copper rockfish. So far, I found that blue rockfish larvae are not significantly affected by acidic and hypoxic waters. The story on gopher rockfish is a little bit more complicated. Preliminary findings suggest that bigger and older rockfish are more resilient or not as affected by acidic and hypoxic water. They are able to develop healthy embryos and give birth to healthy larvae. However, smaller and younger females are not able to withstand the low oxygen and low pH water. So different females at different ages and sizes are being affected by climate change differently. Even within one species, there's a lot of natural variability in terms of how resilient they are to climate change.
You've been listening to Santa Cruz Naturalist. I'm Emily Donham. Special thanks to my guest, Kristen Saxa, and as always, to all of you for tuning in.